You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15. 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. One more time before the world changes.
That's right.
For the better. We are live here at
10. Dang, you 10. Said that out loud. You said the quiet part loud.
It didn't dawn on me until Lil Rico said it. Lil Rico's reeling from the joke I played on him yesterday. So he said it to me, tried to, you know, gut punch me and stuff. But we're coming at you live, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple.
You're still laughing about hydraulics, aren't you?
Every type of meat, every type of cut, man. Rico was trying to have a conversation with me, and so I was in the chair, and I just spun around, and I said,
yeah,
I got to get on your left.
Yeah, aim high, Willis.
That's my dude,
high, Willis.
That's my dude. I feel bad, man. I think I lost a little sleep.
Well, you have to know, you have to identify Rico. When he lets his afro grow so that he's Artis Gilmore taller,
yeah,
there's a little more attitude.
Well, I had to get like Rico.
He has big man attitude with his afro growth.
I had to get him back from all the times that he had that he would play the extended version of that song.
Oh, well, we could break that out one more time.
Yeah, we could do that next week.
One more time.
Rico needs to go home and take a nap, but you know, a lot going on. Obviously, you know, the big thing was Nebraska winning last night, and obviously I think it was a big game for the program, big game for Fred. Obviously, when you go on a 6-game skid in any sport, you know, it seems like, you know, six months or 6 years, let alone after you have raised expectations and wants after making the NCAA tournament last year, and you played like a tournament team at times this year, especially at the beginning of the year. And players hadn't been playing well, and things needed to kind of be adjusted. What are your thoughts, DP, on how big of a game was it for the program, with, you know, obviously Fred, basketball program, and just for the fans, but then also how big of a game was it for Bryce to be the lead dog, and for Underwood said without a doubt he was the best player on the court. How big was that for both parties?
Yeah, I mean, the win, we all, as coaches, you often say there's nothing wrong that a win won't fix. And then specifically when you get that win, right? You don't want to wait 6 games to get a win. Mm-hmm. But when you face a daunting task, and if you had asked 100 Husker fans yesterday whether they thought they could beat a number 18 athletic Illinois team coming into PBA on a 6-game losing streak, 97 of them would have probably said no.
Yeah.
So you have to give credit in full. I heard some folks that were, well, they've got too many things to work on. I'm fully capable of just saying, you know what? Good job.
Yeah.
Like, good job. Listen, it is hard. Jay, you know this, man. It is hard to get out of quicksand.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And I don't care how ugly it is that you get out of the quicksand.
Yeah.
I'm simply going to applaud you for getting out. Because Bryce has been talked about. Juwan has been talked about. Sam has been talked about. They've all been, Connor, they've been talked about. Hoiberg, Coach Hoiberg's been talked about. And you validate yourself by being able to beat a number 18 Illinois team. This is a tough team. And that's maybe the worst matchup of all Big Ten teams for this Huskers group.
Yeah, volume three shooters. You know, when the big man's playing, you got, you know, potentially a if not a lottery pick, definitely a first round pick in the big man. And then you got a really good kind of guard forward that's actually really, really consistent and you know, could be up to potentially first team all Big Ten and definitely some national honors if Illinois continues to, you know, the progress. And then obviously with Underwood and the way he kind of recruits of tough physical guards, forwards that can play three or four. And then they have a big man that's, you know, which is a matchup problem for Nebraska this year in, you know, high pick and roll, pick and pops, kind of like Rink Mass was for teams last year, and a very efficient offense. And then also when he's out, I think it bodes well for Illinois on paper that you know, you're playing against a team that struggled defending the three. You volume shoot for three. For the last few games, probably six or seven games during the skid, seems like every team has gotten hot. So for Fred and those guys, not only to start fast, control the game, withstand a, you know, run, get into overtime, and then have the finishing power, I think you can take a lot from it. And it's also a very coachable moment to, hey, listen, when we are playing with our right mindset and our lead dogs are playing like them, right? Juwan Gary as well. You know, we can compete with anybody. And, you know, maybe everybody's going to point to the lineup change, but the lineup change, I think, is based on, as the season goes on, your dynamics and your identity of your team sometimes changes. Now, and that's also individually with players, right? You're starting to see, which is obviously goes back to a couple years ago, small spurts of Sam Hoiberg, but then you start to see, okay, this guy right here is going to be consistent day in and day out, game in and game out. Low turnover ratio, even though turned over a little bit, you know, too much. They're probably in the foul department, so that's not necessarily turnovers. Tough, can take the pressure off of Bryce of essentially being that point big guard, because Bryce's game isn't kind of like Sam Griesel where he can get you, you know, back down to the post. Well, now we can free up Bryce to kind of be a little bit more savvy off the ball. And then we've had some practice days along with the change of the head man and Fred Hoiberg being a little bit spicy. And you bring in spiciness with Sam and Nelson. And then now you know, I like it.
Nelson?
Morgan, my bad. I'm thinking of the guy from Alabama because they were teammates. And,
yeah, North Dakota.
So, my bad. Morgan, Mr. Flo in the back. I think when you add those two and Morgan's kind of established himself and found a really good identity, then you can piece together. And I think it might have helped, you know, Connor Sejan come off and get a little bit more in rhythm, you know, quicker, even though obviously it wasn't as high percentage of shooting, but I think you got the best of them. And I think you started to see which I'd mentioned, I think a few times, of more along the Golden State Warriors type of when they really were doing damage in the NBA. Different type of lineups, different type of matchups, but then also the identity in what you're doing within the whole big scheme of things actually clears up. And if you want to look at it, if you want to compare it, there's no comparison to the Golden State Warriors back then, but when you look at it where, you know, when you had Livingston, right, when he used to come in, he was like that big guard that you could switch everything with him and Andre. You could switch everything and then create so much pressure outside the three-point line, you just stifle people. But what'd they do on offense? They actually would use him as kind of the mid-range, which is kind of like in this day and age of NBA of back to the basket because it's kind of the middle of you, right? And then you start just going out to the plethora of three-point shooters. I think that really helped out Nebraska last night. Then obviously the energy and the mindset being at home was at the level that was much, much
needed. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Well, I mean, to defend at that level, and look, high IQ basketball teams allow their opponents to do the things that are bad for them. Like, people didn't want to give credit for, they took 42 threes. Because that's what they do. That's who they are. And if they're going to help you by taking these shots that aren't going down, take more of them, please. As a matter of fact, I'm going to invite you to.
Yeah.
And you have to give credit for being disciplined to not allow cheap buckets in the paint, right? They were shooting 50% from two, but they didn't want to take the twos. And that lack of discipline cost them a big, big 10 loss. Like, for Illinois, this is one that, you know what? Saucy. It's going to be bad.
It's interesting you say lack of discipline, because Brad Underwood in postgame said he liked the shots his team took.
100%.
Which I don't necessarily love that from him, because his team had 7 assists on 26 made baskets.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
That's the thing. Be disciplined enough to allow teams to outplay themselves.
Yeah.
Because teams have done this to Nebraska forever, right? Oh, you like shooting threes and you're terrible at making free throws. Go ahead.
And the great thing about it, I think the best thing you're hearing for Underwood, he was like, we had 7 assists and it was too much isolation game. When you look at his teams, that was never hit. Even back when he was, I think, at Stephen F. Austin, that was never his teams. You know, they had a couple bell cows, but it never was, okay, let's pass it around a couple times. Let's fake like we're running like a 2-game or 3-game on one side of the court, and then everybody rushes to the other, and then you can get – that's what they were playing last night. And I think, Austin, like we talked about pregame or in old school yesterday, was I think that I felt like the matchups without that big guy that could really, really – for Morgan's first big game at home, for me, I felt like was a great matchup for him. Not to be there. But then also, I feel I'm a big on body type size. You know, this is from my coaching experience I get. I feel like when players see guys with the same body types, closeouts are easier. There's less, there's less confusion, because when you have a really, really good, efficient big man in Brad Underwood's system, it will cause problems. Is it Eastern Europe connection?
Yep.
Lithuania and Croatia. Them twos is going to be, they're going to be ringing it on you, because the way that when you watch them in other games, when they run pick and roll, pick and pop, pick and slip, they destroy your defensive rhythm. And we've seen it at times at Nebraska when you have just that little bit of confusion on when they go, I call it scramble, when you have to, when you say you're guarding a guy in the corner, but I call it the pocket, got to get the guy in the pocket. The guy that's at the double team at the top of the key, got to run to the corner. Any confusion, it's like a set shot for these guys.
Night-night.
Yeah, and so without the big man there to create that confusion, I felt like it helped them.
They were running the basic Laker cut, and Illinois act like they'd never seen it before.
Running a basic Laker cut the way that they've been running it before?
Yeah.
They've seen it for 6 games. They ain't seen it with that type of energy.
Let's adjust. Actually give it up. Let me actually give you the ball.
Well, hold on.
And nobody's going to defend.
When you actually are trying to get open versus like faking like you're trying to get open, the plays look different. It's okay. Here's what I'm going to say. Here's a football analogy.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say Michael Irvin's number one pass play was the slant. So when he ran it like his life depended on it. Let's just say Tom Waddle from the Chicago Bears, this is dating ourselves, Austin, him running the slant.
Mm-hmm.
It looks different. Mm-hmm. It's the same play, mm-hmm. right? That's what they were doing. Like, they weren't running a whole bunch of new sets. Mm-mm. They just were actually, which when Fred was up there, Fred ain't wasn't he was about that business. So we said,
if you're going to run play, if you're going to run play action, run the play action. Yeah. Like, we acted really brand new when Peyton Manning brought his play fake game to the NFL. Like, we had never seen this before. We had never seen anybody run out a play fake. We'd never seen that sort of stuff before. No, it's always been done. When you do it with the actual authority.
idea that
I'm going to punish you if you don't defend it, then bravo. And the rest of the Big Ten circled that play. Because now they got to defend a thing that they haven't had to defend for 15 games.
Well, that's actually just a real – that's at the want to. And it's a actually a very good description of selfless basketball, right? Where I always go back to Golden State because I feel like in Jay Wright when he was at Villanova, the cuts, the secondary cuts, the screens, the pin downs, like there's here's what people are like. This is football too. You're not coming up with new plays,
right?
You can like you'll come up with like a couple concepts or stuff, but like at any level. You're not facing, this is a new offense nobody's ever seen before. There's somehow some new field or some new basketball court that you have to run the stuff. Now, it is situational and it's based on personnel. But when you're getting down with like body sizes, like, you know, body types, it comes down to, okay, if me and Austin got to get to that point and I got to get to that point so I can get to my shot versus the first move or the secondary move or I got to go to an option and then cut back off of it. That means in order to get to where I really want to, which is obviously hopefully putting the ball in the hoop, I actually got to get there with some energy and want to. That means I actually might have to run through somebody, and that's not literally right through the middle of them, through the half of them, to get open. That's really what it comes down to the mindset.
We would always set it up this way, and it's all the sequences, is that we would time players from the baseline, from half court to the bucket. Then we would time them from free throw from the top of the key to the bucket, right? Mm. Because that set the standard for how hard you need to run that cut.
Right.
Like, don't tell me, listen, that anybody you face in the Big Ten can pivot, turn, and sprint with you and get to the same spot at the same time. It's just physically not possible.
Yeah.
So we set the standard. And then if you're not matching that, we would run back. When we watched our film, you're 2/10 of a second off. Well, I was tired, coach. Okay, well, then you tell me and I'll get somebody in that can run it time. Like, you have to set the standard.
That's the basketball version called a loaf.
Yeah. Oh, listen, man, go get what?
But a loaf.
Well, we did the sprint. Burnt toast, too. You did the sprint. And then you said, okay, if I run a 10-yard hitch, you should run it in the same amount of time you cover that 10 without a football. You just have to.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Before we go to break, you know, the funniest thing is whether it's basketball, football. Obviously, we have the new volleyball coach Kelly got introduced last night. A skill that should never be thought of as a skill is probably at the top of right there, in my opinion. It's definitely higher than analytics. It's right on their par with measurables is effort and intensity. That is a skill that will separate players, teams, and coaching staffs away from other people. And that's the sad, it's a sad thing, but then also it's refreshing because now the one thing that Nebraska and their players, where they got themselves in a little bit of trouble, the old school saying, Austin has showed your butt now,
mm-hmm.
because now you showed what you can do. And you showed it actually in overtime. You got outscored by 9. You get into overtime. You could be like, okay, here we go again. You outscoring by 6. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.